This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
The fierce storm has ushered in the new year in California. In Sacramento, it was the wettest New Year's Eve on record.
The rain is starting to come down, but this is just a taste of what we're going to see over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Heavy rain has caused widespread flooding in mudslides across California. Millions of people are on flood watch, and homes and businesses have already been damaged.
Another atmospheric river is sweeping through California. Parts of Northern California are expecting 2 to 5 inches of rain today. It could bring flooding and mudslides in places where the ground is already soaked from a previous storm. Here in Los Angeles, rain is expected to continue into tomorrow. California really desperately needs the rain after years of historic drought. But last year around this time, we got almost 10 inches of rain in December, and much of it ended up in the ocean. This despite LA voters a few years ago approving a ballot measure that was supposed to improve stormwater capture. So why can't more water be captured during these storms? Joining us now is Jay Lund, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Davis. Hi.
Hello.
All right. So I guess we're looking at all this rain and thinking, phew, this means we're out of the drought. Is that true or false?
It's false. We have had 3 years of very low precipitation. And one or two storms is not enough to get us all the way out.
Oh, okay. So, but it is putting a dent in the drought a little bit, right? It's filling up the reservoirs?
Yes. This is a much better improvement than not having rain. So most of the additional precipitation that we get, both as rain and snow up in the mountains, is going to contribute to our reservoirs and to our groundwater.
Right. Provided it doesn't melt too soon, right? I mean, part of it is keeping the snow for a while.
The good part about the bad part is that we have empty space in most of the reservoirs to catch it if it melts.
Uh-huh. How much of it can be absorbed into the aquifers and absorbed in the ground versus just running off because the ground is so saturated?
California is a big place. It's different locally. So in some places, almost all that water will be absorbed into groundwater because there's no other place for it to run off. In other places close to the ocean, there's fewer opportunities for it to be intercepted and recharged to groundwater or to make it into streams before it makes it to the ocean.
Well, tell us what is being done to recapture this rainwater and what systems are being put into place to try to do that.
Well, at the very large scale, reservoirs downstream that we're using to capture a lot of that stormwater in rural areas and in mountainous areas and try to capture that in reservoirs. In more urban areas by the coast, such as Los Angeles and San Diego and areas like that, there's two sides of stormwater. One is you want to make sure you don't let it flood local infrastructure, local homes, local businesses, local streets. So you would like to sort of remove it from the surface as fast as you can. But you don't want to promote downstream flooding, and you also would like to retain as much of that water as you can for local water supply as groundwater.
Right. And so we here in Los Angeles are used to the water flowing through the LA River, for example, and just picking up a bunch of debris and pollution along the way and emptying out into the ocean. And, you know, that seems like a big waste of this precious resource.
It is a waste, except if you compare it to the cost of actually capturing it. So some of it can be captured pretty easily on homeowners' properties, where you might have in your garden landscaping, you could have small swales that pond stormwater as it comes in or capture water from the roof. In some places, you'll have city-owned property or maybe commercial property that's been acquired and has an easement on it, where they build an infiltration basin for stormwater and try to capture that, get it off the street, and percolate it to groundwater as fast as you can. But to do that, to capture every drop, gets to be very expensive, because that means you have to put this kind of retention and infrastructure in at very inconvenient and expensive places.
Well, a couple of years ago, LA County passed a ballot measure, Measure W, that was supposed to generate a lot of money, $500 million for projects to capture all that runoff. What has been the result of that?
I'm not sure locally. $500 million is a lot of money, but when you're looking at stormwater management across a major metropolitan area, it's very difficult or very expensive to do construction in urban areas. You have to have it work with a lot of other infrastructure, a lot of other urban activities. So sometimes $500 million doesn't go nearly as far as you think it would.
So in the meantime, what would you suggest? We're looking at perhaps this is the way of the future with these really strong storms in the wintertime, bringing us a lot of water, and then the rest of the year being relatively dry. What should we do?
One of the nice things about urban areas is that we tend to redevelop them every few decades. And so as property is redeveloped in Los Angeles, you would probably want to have some stormwater regulations that encourage and maybe on occasion subsidize people that are already rebuilding their properties to have more stormwater management, stormwater infiltration as part of their projects. But that takes, you know, decades to really have an impact. But to capture it all within a few years is very expensive and awkward thing to organize.
Jay Lund, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Davis, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up, how to find joy in doing precisely nothing with your friends and family.
Because you're not trying to check anything off a list, you get places that you couldn't have imagined, you know, in conversation. Like, you know, basically like our relationships get deeper.
The pleasure of the hang. That's next on Press Play.